Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Thomas Rhett on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Right now, the House of Representatives is hours into a hearing on the GOP tax plan in a rare overnight session. So far, 537 amendments have been submitted from both Republicans and Democrats to this reconciliation package. A full House vote could happen later today. President Trump is moving forward with plans for a so-called Golden Dome missile defense system to protect the U.S. Though questions remain about the cost and the technology. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio reports from Washington.
The defense secretary says the system will take shape in phases, prioritizing defense where threats are greatest. President Trump claims the Golden Dome should be fully operational in 3 years. The Pentagon estimates the system would cost more than $175 billion, but the Congressional Budget Office says it could cost up to $542 billion.
He's best known for playing Norm on the long-running sitcom Cheers. Comedian George Wendt has passed away. He was 76. This is ABC News. The trial of Sean Diddy Combs continues today. Yesterday, jurors heard from Cassie Ventura's mother, who said her daughter was blackmailed by Combs after he learned she was dating another man.
Regina Ventura testified Combs demanded $20,000 to recoup money that he had spent on Cassie. I was scared for my daughter's safety, she told the jury, so she took out a home equity loan to secure the money and wired it according to instructions sent by Combs's bookkeeper. A few days later, she said the money was sent back. The defense did not cross-examine Cassie's mother, and she walked off the witness stand glaring at Combs.
ABC News chief investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky. Combs has pleaded not guilty to all charges, including sex trafficking and racketeering. New details into the investigation into last week's car bombing of a fertility clinic in Palm Springs, California. Authorities now say suspect Guy Bartkus posted videos on social media of home bomb tests. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Good morning from WRCO. It is 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. We will give you a forecast details in just a moment. And a little bit later on, a little fact or Henko as well. Usually more Henko than fact.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Today's the day. Richland Area Farmers Market is open this afternoon from 1:30 until around 5:30 or 6, depending on vendor availability. It's all happening on the grassy corner of Orange and Court Streets, right across from Center Pharmacy and Quick Trip. Stop by today for fresh picked produce, baked goods, jams and jellies, eggs, meats, maple syrup, flowers, and much more. Whether you're after crisp salad greens or just a sweet treat to take home, the market has something for everyone. Food Share, EBT, and SNAP Quest cards are also welcome, and thanks to the Rotary Club of Richland County, kids ages 4 to 17 can be a part of the Youth Food Token Program. Shoppers are also encouraged to bring reusable bags and take part in the Boomerang Bag Program, sponsored by Compere Financial. With convenient parking off Jefferson Street and vendors set up along the Court Street sidewalk, it's easy to swing by, stroll through, and support local growers and makers. Again, the Richland Area Farmers Market is open today from 1:30 until 5:30 or 6 p.m. Don't miss it. See you at the market today.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
A high of 52 today, intermittent light rain and drizzle, cloudy and some leftover drizzle tonight, a low of 42, 62 and some sunshine possible tomorrow, and maybe 62 to 65 coming up Friday and Saturday. Northwest winds are at 2 miles per hour and a little bit of rain this morning. To the tune of just over 0.4 of an inch. All total, the two-day total, 1 inch and 92 one-hundredths of beneficial rain. It's 43 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer.
Walking along that lonely mile.
The Mavericks 7-12 on a Wednesday morning. Sad news yesterday, the death of George Wendt, the Cheers star who was in so many movies and TV shows and lent his voice and talents along the way. A couple of probably not mentioned facts a lot, but his tie to Wisconsin. He was a high school graduate of Campion High School in Prairie du Chien. So he did spend some time in the state of Wisconsin and kind of always was that everyman kind of person, that Midwestern charm, I think, was part of it. The other interesting note was his death yesterday. So he died on the 32nd anniversary that the finale of Cheers aired. So that was a little ironic as well. One of my favorite things that he did, though, I just loved the super fans from Saturday Night Live, and they appeared in a lot of commercials over the years, the Bears, and most recently one with Aaron Rodgers on one of the State Farm commercials, and then a little bit later on, one of the NFL kickoffs with Brett Favre as well as guest, where Favre throws the interception, the bird gets the ball as he throws it away, and the super fans were there in the parking lot of Soldier Field. Good stuff there. Remembering George Wendt and all the classic entrances on Cheers as well. Right now, Brooks and Dunn.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to boot scoot boogie. Got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway, stuck out in the woods to do the boot scoot boogie. Yeah, here we go, do-si-do.
Top of some hill, losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will.
But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world when my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna feel an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses. For the rest of your life, greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses.
Dan and Shay on Country and Community, WRCO Radio. The Bray Man is coming up, and also birthdays and anniversaries for this Wednesday morning.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Schmidt Woodland Hills is celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community with a vacation raffle. Grand prize is a five-night stay at the Pearl in Navarre, Florida. First prize, a three-night getaway to Lac du Flambeau, plus more prizes including cash and adventure packages. Tickets are $10 each or five for $45 and available at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Quail Run, Napa Auto Parts, and the Wisconsin High School Rodeo Finals at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Winners drawn July 17th. Call 608-647-8931 or email development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com. Sunshine and prizes await with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Get your dirt work done right with Muller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Get ready, gearheads, music lovers, and barbecue fans. This Sunday, head to Summit Ridge on Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston for an epic day of chrome tunes and smoky goodness. At 1 p.m., the first car show of the season kicks off, featuring live music by the Eric Knopfsinger Band from 1 until 5. Bring your appetite. Barbecue chicken will be hot off the grill all day long. Classic cars, great music, and delicious food. It's all happening Sunday, May 25th, at Summit Ridge between Laval and Mauston.
Your first choice for better health.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics reminds women to put their health first. Women should have a physical exam every 1 to 3 years from ages 18 to 39 and annually after age 40. Blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar numbers are important to monitor to maintain good health. Check with your healthcare provider for more specifics.
Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
It's time for The Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Morning, Hank.
Good morning, Philip. How are you doing, young man?
Always good. Always
kinda,
good.
Kind of weird having a night off last night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit of a...
My knees appreciated
Yeah, and a night off tonight, too.
No, I'm supposed to be there somewhere.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Okay. I have a game scheduled today, so...
We'll see about that.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen, though.
Young man.
So, yeah. Well, appreciate that. So.
Certainly. Some things to celebrate today. National Strawberries and Cream Day. Mmm. Mmm. Good stuff, man. National Waiters and Waitresses Day. We salute all of them.
Oh, without question.
Absolutely. And it's National Tea Day. Did you know that?
Sweet Tea Day.
Is it? No.
Oh, I just,
let me see
You just
here.
Said tea?
International Tea Day. It doesn't say sweet tea, but I suppose you could celebrate.
As a southerner, it's a tea. Sweet tea day.
Sweet tea, yeah.
It's sweet tea.
I'm not a tea guy.
Love tea.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah, so does June.
Yeah, love tea.
But it's got to be specific. You know, if she goes to the restaurant, she has to ask if it's... I'm not even... Really,
and you know what? As a guy, I don't mean to offend anybody, but I'm going to say this: there's no such thing as raspberry tea.
No such thing.
Well, I cannot stand it. It's like,
well, it's tea mixed in with
whatever
raspberry juice. Huh?
Nope.
What about Lipton instant iced tea?
Nope. I have to boil it.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to give you a quick recipe.
All right, Hank's recipe. Yeah.
So how I make my tea, and a lot of Southerners make their tea, is you put a pan of boiling water, get a pan of boiling water, and have your tea bags in there.
Okay.
Okay? Then you put the sugar in there.
In the boiling water?
In the boiling water.
Okay.
Yeah, what that does, Phil, it boils out the calories.
Is that right?
No. But I like to say that. That way it makes me feel better when I drink it.
Ah.
And then you mix it in. So I usually put 4 to 8 tea bags. It depends on how strong you want the tea. For your gallon jug.
Gallon jug.
Yeah.
Do you ever make, what do they call it, sun tea, where you put it in a glass jar?
My granny did a long time ago.
Put it out in the sun?
Yeah, and they actually make tea bags for that
sure.
now. Yeah.
We've made that before.
Yeah. Yeah, so to me, you just put a couple tea bags out there, and it's gonna cook it anyway. So.
Yeah, it will.
But I like my sugar already in the tea when I don't like mixing sugar in with the tea.
Oh, okay.
So.
Again, put it in the cookbook.
I haven't sold one cookbook yet.
Haven't you?
No.
I can't imagine why.
So maybe I should, possum stew maybe for Friday or
maybe,
something.
Maybe, maybe. The trouble is you're posting them online so people can get them for free. They're not going to buy your cookbook.
Those are copyrighted.
Yeah.
That's a bunch of Hanko.
That is Hanko.
Yeah, yeah. Raising a ham in Coke. Are braising. Oh, my goodness. These glasses, I tell you what.
What?
What?
You better get new ones.
I know. Braising a ham in Coke is popular slow cooker recipe, but recent reports found that substituting Diet Coke will cause the ham to explode.
That's got to be Hanko.
I'm going to tell you this, Phil. We hate to blow this myth up, but Coca-Cola actually promotes several recipes that uses their zero-calorie drinks.
So really?
It's a bunch of Hanko.
Wow. Yeah. So you soak your ham in Coke. It doesn't matter whether it's diet or not, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Wow. Okay. Interesting.
In a recent survey, only 40% of people saw themselves as being above average in intelligence. I was not one.
I'm going to say that's Hanko.
It is. How did you know that?
I think it's higher than that.
Research indicates that 65% of those surveyed consider themselves intellectually above average. I'm going to tell you something.
I wonder how many are.
I've seen some people out there. They're not above that.
And they're thinking the same thing when they see you.
And that's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
Hey.
But common sense goes a long way.
Common sense is number one.
100%.
That's the thing. And I've been around a lot of people over the years that are a lot smarter than me, but haven't made the best decisions. You know?
No, just common sense.
And they probably think that same thing about me, but it's, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I get that every day.
What do you do?
American author Mark Twain was born and died on the days that Halley's Comet passed closest to the Earth.
That is absolutely true.
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
No, but I love how you're so confident.
I thought that was true.
Yeah, it's a bunch of Hanko. Halley's Comet passed in 1835 and in 1910, Twain's birth and death years, but the comet was not at its closest point to the Earth on the days that Twain was born and died.
Hmm.
Get your facts first, then you can distort them as you please.
Yeah, over the years.
As Mark Twain said.
And the other thing is it's actually Halley's Comet. I think it's been mispronounced.
Well, thanks.
But I mean, everybody says it that way, Halley's Comet. But it's, you know, and Bill Haley that had Rock Around the Clock, that was his name, and it was named after the comet. But it's
named after my daughter.
It's actually pronounced Halley's.
Well, you know what?
Sorry about that.
Let's go back to the intelligent one now. I'm going to drop it. One tree can filter up to 60 pounds of pollutants from the air each year. True
pollutants.
Or false?
Okay, I'm going to say that's true.
It is true. Yeah, that's very good.
Huh. One tree can filter up. Yeah. Yeah, we need trees, right?
I'm going to say something with a big word in here, Phil. Are you ready?
Uh-oh.
A couple of them back to back. A
couple of big words.
Yeah. Okay. You ready? Apple is an international conglomerate with many varied interests, one of which is a manufacturer of machine guns.
I'll say that's true.
Nope, it's not. Not Apple, but Samsung manufactured machine gun system for South Korean military that allows it to automatically track, identify, and engage enemies. It's in a galaxy not too far away.
Not too far. Okay. Wow.
Kind of scary.
Learning something every day.
Yeah. The mother of former President John F. Kennedy, Rose Kennedy, did not allow her children to cry.
I'm going to say that's true.
It is true. It is not tears, but determination that makes pain bearable. Rose Kennedy said that. So.
Okay. She was a strong woman.
She was a very strong woman. What about you?
Had to be.
And your mom.
Oh,
had to be very strong.
Yep, absolutely.
Poor little woman.
That generation in general.
Very strong. 100% strong.
Not always the best at showing emotions, which is not a good thing, you know, I guess, looking back on it.
Oh, my dad showed emotions.
Yeah, did he?
Well, yeah, it wasn't very good.
I'm sure my mom wanted to cry a number of times when she'd see my report card.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, report card day was very, very... It was a dark day for Hank.
It was a dark day for Phil, too.
I mean, and then for the next month, it was like, oh, mm-hmm. How's your grades, son? What are you doing out here playing basketball, son? Grades come first, son.
Grades come first.
Give me your keys, son. Give me your shoes, son. Oh,
wow.
It was a tough life.
Tough life.
Yeah.
Man, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Mine too. Luckily, I grew up on the farm so I could hide when she came home from
work. I had a farm. We was on a farm too, but you couldn't hide from Paul.
You couldn't hide?
No.
Oh.
No. Because there was too much work to be done when you had bad grades.
Well, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was every 8 weeks for me. Since I was in a cycle.
Mine wasn't the grades, it was the comments that the teachers wrote on the card.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah. Like, why are they doing that?
I remember my brother one time changing a couple F's to A's.
Did he really?
Oh yes.
Oh wow.
My father was so proud of Randall. Just proud as come home with a couple A's and all of a sudden he could. Yeah, the truth came out.
He figured out.
Oh, it was not good. And I was just sitting back enjoying it because it wasn't me.
Well, Randall got his.
Yeah, Randall got his. Henry hid in the closet. You take this one, bro.
Like the dog Muttley.
Yes. And then our younger brother Russell.
Oh yes.
Yes. He was the golden child, still is, and we still call him the gold. I'm the black sheep, Randall's the oldest. And then Russell, my younger brother. Good guy. I love him to death.
He's the chosen one.
He is the chosen one.
He's the chosen brave.
When we left, they got a four wheeler.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? When we left, they got automatic feeders. When we left, he got this. When it was just like
But they could trust him.
You know what? You're no help.
I'm just saying.
I love my family.
He must have been more responsible than you.
You know what? I hope he's not listening today. A pigeon was detained by police officers in India for 8 months, accused of being a Chinese spy.
I'll say that's true.
It is true.
Sure.
There was no spy in the sky, but a racing pigeon from Taiwan. After 8 months, doctors released the falsely accused avian into the wild. Poor thing.
Well, of course he would go back there.
Oh, yeah.
That's where he was trained.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, go get this and let them think you're
right.
A spy.
Exactly.
Here's the last one, buddy. Camel spit, and this is just a fact, okay? Camel spit as a defense mechanism. Did you know that?
I do know that.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
The longest distance recorded from a camel spit is 121 feet.
Wow.
That is amazing. How many yards is that? 120 divided by 3, Phil. What is that?
I don't know. I was on the math team, but you lost me.
Yeah, I don't know either. So
figure it out.
Yeah. 20.
Get your grades up. Work on that.
Dear Dad. Buddy, have a great day.
Have a good one.
Everybody be kind.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different. Distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Now, do you have your math homework figured out?
Yeah, it's around 40 yards. Around 40 yards.
40 yards for a camel to spit.
Yes.
Wow. That is a long loogie.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
With planting season just around the corner, now's the time to check fuel off your list. Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg offers flexible delivery schedules and competitive pricing on diesel fuel, gasoline, and bulk lubes. Keep your operation running smoothly with reliable service from a name you can trust. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608 608- 524-3914 and fuel up for a successful season.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
This day in history, 1881, the American Red Cross was founded by nurse and educator Clara Barton. In 1927, Charles Lindbergh landed his Spirit of St. Louis monoplane near Paris, completing the first solo airplane flight across the Atlantic. And in 1955, Chuck Berry recorded his first single, Maybelline, Why Can't You Be True, for Chess Records in Chicago. Coming up, we'll see who else has made history on this day, courtesy of the Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday, Stephanie Primer. Happy wishes today to Stephanie Ade Primer, with love from the Pizza Gang. To Pat Gilbertson, happy birthday, Mom. Hope it's a good one, with love from your daughter, Luann. To Josh Geishert, from Mom, TJ, Grandpa and Grandma, Amy, Kim, and the rest of the family, have a great day. Happy birthday, Josh Geishert, from all of the family. To Lynn Newkirk from IHS 1974. Also to Maureen Kelsey from Back Road Resurrection Life Church. The Bloom City Town Crier salutes Jane Bulker and Ron Bulker and Stan Jarre, along with Jason Marsh. The RC Lions with Wednesday wishes for Bill Olson, Tegan Ryan, Stan Jarre, and Barbara Serum Duran. Have a great day today from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club. Happy birthday to Lisa Hatch, Jack Hasberg, and Cedar Schneider. Happy anniversary, Ernie and Lisa Fega, and Danielle and Kevin Bassett. We salute you all today.
Did you just hear your loved one's name on the birthday and anniversary list? Or maybe it was your name on that list and you want to spoil yourself today. This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and I'm in the business of making birthdays and anniversaries just a little bit better. Besides our regular inventory of awesome and up-to-date jewelry and gifts that we're known for, don't forget our really cool collection of estate jewelry for sale. Whether you want an antique piece that might be a Victorian or Art Deco, or you'd like mid-century groovy jewelry. Maybe you just like modern jewelry that's pre-owned. Hundreds of pieces that we have either restored, repolished, or repurposed for your unique taste. And if you have old jewelry you don't want, we buy jewelry every day. Gold tested with X-ray and cash paid. J.G. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Finding the right loan is just as important as finding the right vehicle. At WCCU Credit Union, we help you look beyond the monthly payment to help you understand the entire cost, including insurance, interest, and warranties. Whether you're purchasing from a dealer or a private party, WCCU offers you better solutions with affordable loans from local people you know and trust. And with our AutoSmart program, we can give you access to dealer inventories and even pre-approve your loan. For more details, contact any of our offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
The state budget is a statement of our values, and Wisconsinites are people who value their neighbors. Wisconsin has not yet accepted Medicaid expansion, which is called Badger Care. Accepting the expansion would allow 90,000 more of our neighbors to access affordable health care. The governor is asking for Badger Care expansion in this budget. Not accepting it has meant that $2 billion of our federal taxes are not being returned to the state. It makes no sense. Contact the chair, Senator Markline, and the vice chair, Representative Tony Kurtz of the Joint Finance Committee, and tell them they need to include Badger Care expansion in the state budget. The health of our neighbors should not be sacrificed because some of our representatives have their values in the wrong place. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them, we are Wisconsin nice, and we expect them to uphold our values. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
Joanne has the news coming up in a bit from WRCO on this Wednesday.
I love you because you understand it. Every single thing I try to do, you're always there to lend a helping hand in. But most of all, I love you 'cause you're you. No matter what the world may say about me, I know your love will always see me through. I love you for the way you never doubt me. But most of all, I love you 'cause you're you. Time you're walking by my side, I love you because the future's brighter. The door to happiness you've opened wide. No matter what may be the style or season, I know your heart will always be true. I love you for 100,000 reasons, but most of all, I love you 'cause you're you.
Ernest Tubb, I love you because, I love you because, Joanne, have a good day.
Well, thank you, Philip.
Thank you very much. Joanne is next with the news.
This Memorial Day, get ready to relax in style because we are giving you 20% off all outdoor furniture, from cozy patio sets to durable dining for the deck. We've got everything you need to make summer great, and it's all 20% off now through Memorial Day. Shop local, save big. A-plus furniture and mattress outlet in Court and Main, now together with entrances on Court Street and Main Street in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a rainy 43 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships, and Shetts Feed, Seed, and Such. Dreary and cool today with intermittent light rain and drizzle, a high of 52. Tonight, cloudy with some leftover drizzle, a low of 42. In Richland Center, it's 43 degrees.
Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships. At Philback's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philback locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philback.com. Keep it in the family with Philback's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. UW-Platteville officials have released an update to the incident that occurred Monday afternoon. The UW-Platteville Police Department responded to a call at Wilgus Hall, a student residence hall, for a disturbance. Upon arrival, law enforcement officers from the department found two individuals injured, suffering from gunshot wounds. One of the individuals was identified as Kelsey Martin, 22. Martin was transported to Southwest Health and then med-flighted to UW Health University Hospital, where she was pronounced dead. Martin was the Wilgus Hall Assistant Resident Director and a psychology major from Beloit. Based upon preliminary autopsy findings, Martin was determined to have died by a gunshot wound. The other individual was identified as Hallie Helms, 22, who died at the scene. Based on preliminary autopsy findings, Helms was determined to have died by self-inflicted gunshot wound. Helms was a Wilgus Hall resident and an elementary education major from Baraboo. No other subjects are suspected to have been involved in the incident. Further investigation continues around the circumstances surrounding the death of the two individuals. Anyone with any information is asked to please contact the UW-Platteville Police Department at 608-342-1584. Counseling resources are available to the UW-Platteville community. University Counseling will be offering walk-in urgent sessions with a counselor today through Friday from 8 to 4. In addition, a toll-free emotional support line is available at 844-602-6680 or 720-272-0004, staffed by mental health professionals. The line will be available overnight through today. Another resource is the free, confidential UW Mental Health 24/7 line at 888-531-2142. Mantra Health is also available to students. Final exams for the remainder of the week were canceled. Any students with questions are asked to contact the dean's office for their individual college. UW-Platteville reminds students that even as they leave campus for the summer, please remember counseling services are still available to you. A frequently asked questions website is available at uwplatt.edu/news/frequently-asked-questions. The UW-Platteville Police Department would like to thank the Grant County Sheriff's Office, City of Platteville Police Department, Joe Davies County Sheriff's Office, Cuba City Police Department, East Dubuque Police Department, Grant County Emergency Management, Lancaster Police Department, Baraboo Police Department, Wisconsin Department of Justice, Division of Criminal Investigation, and Wisconsin State Crime Laboratories for their assistance. The Richland County Board of Supervisors filled the vacant seat for the District 3 at last night's board meeting. Two residents of District 3 submitted a letter of interest. One was Randy Schoonover. The second was former supervisor Lee Van Landite. Many may also know Van Landite as a current school board member. He announced last night that he has turned in his resignation and has resigned from the school board so that he may once again seek a county board seat. The members of the county board then took a ballot vote, with Randy Schoonover being elected in an 11-8 vote. The board then took a short recess, and then Schoonover took the oath of office and was seated. It was also noted at last night's meeting that the seat representing District 11 is now vacant following the resignation of Michelle Harwick. Anyone 18 or older who resides in District 11 is invited to submit a letter of intent to Richland County Clerk Derek Kalish. With the hiring of Tricia Clements as the county administrator, it left a vacancy for the Health and Human Services Director. Clements reported that Stephanie Ronfelt has been promoted as the new director of HHS. Ronfelt is the current Business and Financial Services Manager. The board also passed a resolution to approve the creation of a deputy county administrator. Richland County has had a county administrator style of government since 2020, and each administrator and interim administrator employed by Richland County since that time has reported the need for additional support for the administrator. Administrator Clements has proposed adding 10 to 15 hours per week to the duties of another employee to be the deputy county administrator. The deputy county administrator would be the primary point of contact when the administrator is unavailable and to be the lead on at least one county project at any given time. There is room in the administrator's budget to cover the remainder of the $20,000 yearly stipend for the 2025 year and will budget appropriately for future years. Marty Brewer served Richland County for many years as a supervisor and chair. Most recently, after the map configuration, he represented District 3 until his death. He supported many programs and causes for county residents, including the preservation of the wooded hilltop and trails for future public green space access behind the campus. The Simons Natatorium Board recommended the renaming of the trails for Marty Brewer, noting his support for the continued preservation of the trail area. Supervisor Larry Engel motioned to table a motion brought forward to first work up a format for naming public property after a person. That motion failed, and the Richland County Board of Supervisors voted to approve naming the former UW-Richland Wellness Trails as the Marty Brewer Nature Trails. In other action at last night's Richland County Board of Supervisors meeting, the board approved a memorandum of understanding with the Richland School District for the school district to use the campus gymnasium, weight room, and soccer field. A contract with Ayres Associates Incorporated for geospatial services. Richland County completed a light detection and ranging project in 2021, and it was recommended by Ayres Associates Incorporated at that time to complete enhancements to make the project more usable. Ayres Associates Incorporated has been selected by Wisconsin Regional Orthoimagery Consortium to complete these projects. $33,613 will be paid from the 2024 Land Information Grant, $38,710 from the 2025 Land Information Grant, leaving the remaining $43,127 to be paid by county funds. To pay financial aid for bridge or culvert projects in the town of Bloom on Tar Hollow, in the town of Ithaca on Hell Hollow and Dog Hollow, and the town of Marshall on Mary Hill. The total cost of the projects is $77,929, with the amount of county aid at $38,965. The cancellation of stale county checks in the amount of $1,042. The checks have been outstanding against the county for more than 1 year. Canceling stale tax certificates for the tax year 2012 in the amount of $239. A sheriff's addendum to the Richland County Employee Handbook. The inclusion of the needed renovations of the tennis basketball courts and the improvements to the nature trails in the Richland County Comprehensive Outdoor Plan adopted in 2023. This will satisfy the requirements of the Land and Water Conservation Fund and Recreational Trails Program from the state of Wisconsin, making grant funding assistance available to assist the county in making these resources available to the public. By this inclusion, the Simons Recreation Complex Director, Mike Hardy, can apply and accept a 2025 LWCF grant for renovations of the tennis basketball courts in the amount of $150,000 and to apply and accept a 2025 RTP grant for improvements of the trails of up to $40,000. To accept the facilities assessment study proposal submitted by Venture Architects at a cost not to exceed $40,000 for additional county facility assessments and a wage differential for bilingual staff. A driver sustained life-threatening injuries in a crash in the township of Spring Green. The Sauk County Dispatch Center received a report of a two-vehicle head-on crash on U.S. Highway 14 near the intersection with Donald Road Monday afternoon at approximately 3:05. It was reported that both vehicles sustained heavy damage and there was total road blockage. The initial investigation showed that a car was traveling east on Highway 14 and crossed the center line of the roadway, striking a westbound pickup hauling a gooseneck trailer and a tractor. The car lost control, rolling over once before coming to rest in the westbound lane of travel. The pickup jackknifed and also came to rest in the westbound lane of travel, with the trailer having lost all tires. The operator of the car had to be extricated from the scene by the Spring Green Fire Department and was taken to a hospital in Madison via MedFlight, having sustained serious life-threatening injuries. The operator of the pickup was not injured. Names of those involved are being withheld at this time. The roadway was closed for approximately 4 hours while sheriff's office staff investigated the crash, and the investigation remains ongoing.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Today is Wednesday, May 21st. Sylvia Jean Blackburn, 78, of Indiana, formerly of Richland Center, died January 3rd after a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Sylvia Jean Blackburn, 78, of Indiana, formerly of Richland Center. Beverly A. Knight, age 84, died May 11th. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Thursday at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Burial will be held in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Thursday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Beverly A. Knight, age 84. Sharon L. Gard, age 77, died Saturday unexpectedly in her sleep. Memorial services will be held at 1 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Sharon L. Gard, age 77. Danny Joe Baldwin, 73, of Hillsboro, died Friday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 2:30 at the Burr Wesleyan Church. Burial will be in the Forest Burr Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 12:30 until the time of service at 2:30. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family of Danny Joe Baldwin, 73, of Hillsboro.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
A Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 9 to 2 at the Richland Center High School. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. Dreary and cool with intermittent light rain and drizzle today, a high of 52. Currently in Richland Center, we have received 42 hundredths of an inch of rain, and it's 43 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. Bright and early, the House Rules Committee is meeting to decide whether to move forward with President Trump's tax agenda. Republicans say it cuts spending and trims federal waste, but Democrats have been arguing the GOP is using this late-night session to hide harmful policies from the American public. Democrat Benny Thompson says it will make the country less safe.
We may be here in the dead of night, but you do not need the light of day to smell manure. The American people are not going to be fooled by any middle-of-the-night manure slinging here.
The Trump administration is facing a new federal order to hold on to deportees who are reportedly being sent to places that they're not from. It comes after the New York Times reported 12 men were sent to South Sudan in violation of an order that gives migrants time to raise concerns about potential danger in situations like this. This is ABC News.